Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Tes. We're going to start from Daf Tzadik Tes and Beis. We'll start the new perek, Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Arvei Pesachim samuch l'mincha, on Erev Pesach, samuch l'mincha, the Gemara says a half hour before mincha, that's Gemara's Maskana. Layechal Adam Machetakshach, person not allowed to eat until it gets dark. Why is there an issa to eat? So Rashi and the Rishbam say, they should yechal matzah shel mitzvah l'tei avain mishum hidu mitzvah. That it's considered a hidu mitzvah to eat with a big appetite. Since it's a mitzvah sachilas matzah, the mitzvah is eating with an appetite, there's a hidu mitzvah, it's a better eating. It's a more geshmaka eating, and therefore Chazal wanted that you should eat the matzah with a te'oven, with a gewaldige appetite. And Memela, they said you can't eat after mincha, so that the matzah should be eaten with te'oven. The Rama Musa says, they should konis l'achilas matzah b'taiva. They should have a taiva, you should have an appetite to eat the achilas matzah. That's also what he says in the Pirush Mishnayis. Thing is, the Gemara later, on Daf Kav Zayin, that has the Shaila, what does Samach L'mincha mean? Is it Samach L'mincha Gedayla? And it's because of the Karban Pesach, and the reason why you can't eat is so that you shouldn't forget to bring the Karban Pesach. Is that the Pshat, Samach L'mincha Gedayla? Or is it Samach L'mincha Ketana, and it's Mishum Matzah? And the Gemara's Lashon is, Dilma Asa L'mechel Matzah Achila Gasa. Maybe you'll come to eat the Matzah Achila Gasa. So the Ran says that the reason is not because you should have a bigger appetite to eat the matzah. No, it's a chash that you might be chlama be yetzin the mitzvah's matzah. Brings down a Gemara in Yevamis, it's also in Yuma, that ta'echel chuma achil agasa ain achayb mishem aichel, ain el mishem mazik. Someone who eats achil agasa, it's not achil bechlal, and there's a din by chuma that you only chayb achaymish if you eat the chuma, not if you mazik the chuma. If you eat the chuma achila gasa, you're not chayiv altogether. It's not called an achila. So it's not the pshat, it's a hidden mitzvah, you want him to be especially hungry. The pshat is that if he eats, maybe he'll get all full, and then he won't want to eat anymore, he won't have any appetite b'chlal. So the matzah will just be an achila gasa, will be an achila without any appetite, where Pashas Nafshe Katzaba is disgusted from it, and then it's b'chal an achila, won't be yetz in the mitzvah. Rabbeinu David also is ma'irich, and he brings down the Rishbam, that says, because of Te'avin, and it brings down his pshat like the Ran, that says, Achil Agassi, you won't have it all. He says, the Rishbam is Ene Nachin. And Lechay, it's a shtikolari, because the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara says, Dilma Asla Mechel Achil Agassi. Doesn't say because you need Te'avin. So the emphasis is, from the Gemara alone, it's not so shver, because the Chedushi Talmud of Ajman, the Gemara says, that the Achil Agassi of that Gemara doesn't mean Achila gasa like the Gemara in Yuma, like the Gemara in Yevamis, that's not an achila bechlal. The achila gasa means that it's not such a chashev achila. He's not so hungry. That's what the Gemara is calling achila gasa. That means Taisus also of an art, even though he seems to learn the Gemara when it says achila gasa, it means that it's not an achila. But he's masking that other Gemaras. The Gemara says that two people ate the Karban Pesach, one ate l'shem shemayim, one ate achila gasa. So one is Tzadikim Yelchubam, one is Parishim Yikashlubam. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even if you ate an Achila Gasa, it wasn't Mekayim a mitzvah. Even if it's not a mitzvah in a mufcha. So you see the Gemara calls an Achila Gasa also a mitzvah. It is called an Achila. So Taisa says, Achila Gasa can mean two things. It can mean Achila Gasa, that you're so stuffed, you're not interested in eating anymore, so the Achila is Bechlal not called an Achila. And Achila Gasa means that, no, not that you're so stuffed, it's just you're not really hungry, but you could, you know, it's an achila. You could eat more. You have a time in it. You have some appetite for it. And that's also called achila gasa. But that is called an achila. So that's how you can learn up the Gemara. Do masla mechal achila gasa. Doesn't mean the achila gasa that you put there on. It means the achila gasa. It's not such a geshmak. So mele tzal mehidu mitzvah. Now the Rishbam l'shitas is a bissel shver. Because the Rishbam on that Gemara, on Kav Zayinu Beis, the Gemara says, Do masla mechal matz achila gasa. The Rishbam says that achila gasa is not an achila b'chlal. And here the Rishbam says, the reason why they asked to eat is l'sheyechel te'ovim mishamid the mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says a word that it depends on the havin and maskan of the Gemara. A havin and they ask the kasha My Ayri Erev Pesach, I feel Erev Shabbos V'yantif Nami. The Avin of the Gemara that asks that this din is true by all Erev Shabbos V'yantif. And what's the reason why Erev Shabbos V'yantif you can't eat? It says, because she connais the Shabbos Keshu Taiva. They should have an appetite for the Suda Shabbos. So the Avin of the Gemara is this also, she have an appetite for the Seder, they should have an appetite for the Matzah. And that's how the Rishbam is going. But Lamaskana, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehoshua is made by Matzah. So what's the pshat that Rabbi Yehoshua is made by Matzah? Why is Rabbi Yehoshua mechalak between Matzah and Suda Shabbos V'yamtiv? Hazakhtik Sam Seifer, because Suda Shabbos V'yamtiv, in case you're totally stuffed and you can't eat anymore, so good, so you won't eat the Suda Shabbos that night. So you'll eat three Sudas tomorrow. It could be Yitzah if you eat three Sudas tomorrow. That's Halacha by Suda Shabbos. Mashen came by Matzah. If you'll be stuffed, you won't be able to eat the Matzah that night. So Mamela, you won't be Yitzah the Mitzvah Matzah altogether. Mashen came the time that you should be hungry, you should have an appetite. That time is the same. If he's worried that you might not have an appetite by Pesach, he should also worry that you might not have an appetite by Shabbos Yom Devices. He's not worried about that. Kabbalim, these are the two time in the Rishayim, the Rishbam, Rashi, and the Rambam hold that you should have an appetite, I'll say the mitzvah, and the Ran and Rabbeinu David hold, like the Pashas of the Gemara of Zion and Beis, it's more than that, it's that it shouldn't be an achila gasa, that your mamish is not an achila b'chlal, you're not interested in eating, you won't be eating the mitzvah altogether. Now, Taiz asks Akasha, what would he eat anyway? What could he eat on Erev Pesach? He can't eat chametz, because after this man is the chametz, and he can't eat matzah. As Yerushalmi says, "Kolaychol matzah be'er pesach kil bo'er sasa be'es chamav." There's a halacha that's brought from the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli anywhere, but it's in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that's also to eat matzah erev pesach. The Rambam explains the time. Kadeshi hekel achilasa be'erev. There has to be a hecker. If you're just going to eat matzah erev pesach, you're not going to be able to see that the matzah eating on pesach is a special matzah mitzvah. So Chazal made an issa to eat matzah erev pesach. So Lamaisi not can eat chametz and he can't eat matzah. Lamai means other things. Mini targima, peris, yirakais. So that, the Gemara says before, shamatabu ba mini targima. He's allowed to eat mini targima. He's allowed to eat peris and yirakais. He's allowed to eat basa v'dogim. Whatever's not lechem, that's not part of a suda. It's not nechel in the yisr. The yisr is suda. He's allowed to eat mini targima. So what anyway could he eat? He can't eat chametz, he can't eat matzah. Mini tagima, there's no issue anyway, so what's it telling you not to eat that otherwise you would eat? Jesus answers, there's going on matzah ashira. Because the Yerushalmi's this was only matzah, it could be yetzi yedei chavasai. A matzah ashira, you're not yetzi yedei chavasai anyway. It's a matzah that you don't bake with water. You bake with yayin, shem, and advash. There, you're not yetzi yedei chavasai with this matzah. So since you're not yetzi the chi of matzah with this matzah, with matzah ashira, so mainly, you're allowed to eat that matzah erev Pesach. And he says, that's what Rabbeinu Tam used to do. Rabbeinu Tam used to eat matzah shira erev Pesach before mincha. He used to eat matzah shira. Other Rishonim bring down the Rabbeinu Tam used to eat it for Shal Shudas when erev Pesach will come out on Shabbos. He would eat taka matzah shira. That's not a problem eating an erev Pesach because it's not matzah he can be eaten in the mitzvah matzah with. The Magen Avraham brings down the Maral, that he says that this matzah shira that you're lighting erev Pesach is dafkif, all it has is meperis, yayin, shemen, and dvash that's cooked, that's needed with the flour. But if they have water also, so even though lechatchili, you're not allowed to use it for the matzah mitzvah because it's not lechamayni, but the Maral learns it, but the eved yaitza, that's all you have, but the eved yaitza, so mele, you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach. Magen Avraham argues, Magen Avraham says, that lechamayni also be the evid not yaitza. See, the Maral holds that dafka when it doesn't have any water, so then it's ain't a boli de chimutz. And the Gemara in the second parak brings a drasha that the matzah has to be boli de chimutz. If it's yayin shem advash, ain't a boli de chimutz. So mamela, you're not yaitza the mitzvah matzah. Hashegin, if it has water plus yayin shem advash, well, there is only a din that you can't do it as lechamayni, there holds be the evid the yaitza. But Magen Avraham, another Achrayim hold, no, that even with Yayin Shem, even if it has water in it, as long as it has Yayin Shem and Dvash, it's not Lechameini, not Yetzir the Mitzvah's Matzah. So you're allowed to eat it Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, since in the Ramah, that if you have already baked matzah, and you make the matzah into matzah meal, and then you need that with Yayin Shem and Dvash, and you make matzah meal cookies, that's also Tid Erev Pesach. Because even though it's a big shayla for yetzer mitzvahs matzah in that case, but since there is a tzad, there are shittas, you are yetzer mitzvahs matzah, since it's right to gematzah, it's just mixed now with yayin, shem, and dvash and baked together. So that's a shayla. Could be you're not mevatel the matzah with it, even though now you mix the matzah meal with the yayin, shem, and dvash. But since the matzah meal came from a fire to gematzah with just flour and water, so then you could be yetzer mitzvahs matzah. So mela, it's also to eat the matzah meal cookies on Erev Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that's dafka when it's baked. But if you take matzah meal and you cook it, you make knedlach, the knedlach, he says, a mutatit Erev Pesach, because knedlach is zicha mevatled from the shem matzah, you zicha not yetzer the mitzvahs matzah with knedlach, and mela you'd be allowed to eat the knedlach Erev Pesach. Al kobanim, that's tesis teretz, that matzah ashira, the matzah you're not yetzer with Erev Pesach, that you could eat on Leil Pesach, that matzah you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach because you're not Yetzer. And like we said, the Magen Avraham holds, even if it has water, as long as it also has Yayin, Shem, and Udvash in the original baking, it's not Lechemaini, you're not Yetzer, the mitzvah matzah with it, you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach. The Maisa, there's a minig from the Ramah, there's a minig Ashkenaz, Bechlal, not to eat matzah shir the entire Pesach because of Akshash Chimutz. Lefi, that minig, it wouldn't be negay again, this din of not eating matzah, not eating samuch l'mincha, because you can't eat matzah or chametz, and you can't eat matzah shiri either, because in the minig of the Ramah, not to eat matzah shiri either, because of akshash chimutz. There's also the bima ayir, because this is the only makar that we have to the issur of eating matzah erev Pesach. Taisus brings it out from the Yishalmi, it's not in the Bavli anywhere. The Rishayim here discuss it. The big shmuz in the Rishayim is, when does this Issa v'chilas matzah erev Pesach start? Does Issa v'chilas matzah start just from the Zman Issa Chametz? Or is it Issa the whole day? The Baal Amar holds that the Issa is just from the Zman Issa Chametz. That's the Baal HaRisasi B'Veis Chamav. Because Baal HaRisasi B'Veis Chamav, it's already in Arusa. In other words, you're already attached to the matzah. So till there's an Issa Chametz, it's not called HaRisasi yet. When it's an Issa Chametz, then it becomes the Arusa. And then Mimela, there's an issa to eat matzah. Ramban the Muhammad holds not the way. He brings the Raya from the Yishalmi that the issa is the whole day. And he says avoid, because since you already start the beer chametz at night, you already have a dim bedikas chametz at night, and you start the beer chametz at night, it's a shayin in arusa already. You're already being isaac in the beer chametz, the matzah is already considered arusa from then. So the pashas of the Rif and the Ramam says that's asa the whole day. They say it's asa to eat Erev Pesach, they're not mechalik. It's mashmit asa to eat the whole day. And that's a psak of the achrenim, that it's asa to eat matzah the entire day Erev Pesach. The shayla is, even then, is a shayla when the issa starts. Because in the Arachas Chaim, from Rabbi Nakayim Ulanil, the Nechamut Zematzah Eiskav Yudalad, its mashmit already starts by night. And that's the chayla there in Ban Svar, because you're already starting to be a chametz by night. And already the Leil Yudalad is also part of the issa of Achilas Matzah. It's also mashed that way in the Rabbeinu Menayach on the Rambam, Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Alachi Yud Beis. But Lamaisa, all the Achreinim say that that way. The Chalk Yaakov and the Bach. So even though the Magen Avraham is a shtickle mashma that it is Asa tonight, because he says that's Mutter B'Yom Yud Gimel, but still, the Mishnah Berurah says some more so that it's only Asa from Aleisa Shachar. But the Achreinim bring the Minig, and a lot of people are knowing that way, they bring a Yesh Noigim that they take a Doni Matzah from Rish Chedesh Nisan. One more nekuda about the Taisus, on Taisus Kasha, that he asks, how could the Chazal give an issa to eat? What are you supposed to eat? Mimanoshech, you can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. And mini tagim is mutter. There's lechayer another teretz from the Rambam. The Gemara's lashon is av metabalu b'mini tagim. It means you can eat. So Taisus holds you can eat as much mini tagim as you want. But the Rambam says, Lashon Avaleichu Ma'at Peiris Ayurakis V'lo Yimali Kresa Mehen. That's the Lashon and Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch also says, Ma'at Peiris Ayurakis. That you're not allowed to eat so much Peiris in Ayurakis. You're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat any bread. Well, anyway, it could be Nakani Matzah and Chametz. It won't be Negei according to Benetam Matzah Shira. But even Peiris in Ayurakis is Davka Metabel Hubamini Tagima. They learn up that means a little bit, a first bite. An appetizer, but you can't fill up on them. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Pshat in the Mishnah is Le'echel Adam means even Mini Tagima, even other things, not bread, because you can't eat bread anyway, but you can't eat other things, you can't eat a lot, you can't eat a meal, even if there's no Lechem at all, if you're filling up, if you're Malik Reisimahem. It's Mefurish the way in the Perish Mishnah is Le'Rambam. The Rambam says, El Manu Milaharbeis Bishar Machalais. He says, you're not allowed to eat a lot of other Machalais. Mefurish, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah of Le'echel Adam, and the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf and Aleph learns that the Rambam is saying to answer Taisus Kasha. The Rambam learns that there's an issur to eat a lot of other macholos to answer Taisus Kasha, because if we're talking about bread, anyway, you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. So it must mean even mina tagim is only but they're little, not a lot. One other nekuda on this topic, the Marsha, the Taisus says, the Taisus could have said it's also talking about betzeikah shel nachrim. Betzeikah shel nachrim, matzah, it's not shmurah, matzah that a guy made, you could also eat erev Pesach. The guy made the matzah, so he can't be yetzu with that matzah. Just like matzah, Shira ben Etam says you can eat because if you're not yetzu with that matzah, there's no iser. So who would then betzeikah shel nachrim and not yetzu with that matzah? So there's no iser to eat. But then he declares that maybe it's different. Because matzah, Shira has a different taste. So it's not the taste of matzah that yetzu yidechavasai. Mashengen betzeikah shel nachrim, if it's not shmur matzah, it tastes exactly the same. So Mela, since you can have the exact same taste, even though you can't be yetzer with this matzah, but it's the same taste, so Mela, it's also to eat it. That means what the Mashah is Mesubh, because the Chayim Machlaik is Yishayin. The Piskei Ridim Yaz say that B'tzeikah Shel Nachrim Amutter, but the Maram Chalava says that that B'tzeikah Shel Nachrim is also Aser. Now the Piskeim don't bring this, and I think the pshat's like this. Ever since the Tshuvas Rivash was asked if someone could eat not shmurah matzah on Erev Pesach. Matzah, it's not shmurah. And the Tshuvas Rivash says that since the Yetzer b'shas hadchak with not shmurah matzah, so mainly you can't eat it. Mashmi also held betzim that if you're not yetzer b'chlal, even b'shas hadchak, you would be allowed to eat it, even though it tastes exactly the same. But since the Yetzer b'shas hadchak, so mainly you can't eat it. See, the halacha is the three types of matzah. There's matzah shmurah mishas ksira, we call shmurah matzah, which from the time of the ksira they were watching it, that's l'chadchila. But the eved, if it's shmurah mishas tchina, it's also good. As long as you watch it from the time it was ground, it's also good. Mishas atchak, you can even buy flour minashuk and make it into matzah and be eitzah that way. As long as you do the shmurah mishas lisha, that's also good, mishas atchak. Could be today that doesn't apply because could be all the wheat is washed with water and it's a chametz, but when they didn't necessarily wash the wheat with water, but yeah, v'shasat chak, it says when you don't have anything else, you can be lekeach kemach min ashuk. So the only matzah that you're not yetzer b'shasat chak is b'tzeikos shel nachrim, the dough. In other words, if a guy actually needed the dough, and then you know that he needed it just now, and you buy from him the dough quickly before it becomes chametz, and you bake it right away. So that's a matzah which you're allowed to eat on Pesach, but you're not yetzah the mitzvah of matzah. And then you have the marshal safik, then you have the machlekes if he yetzah with it. But that's a very nashkechtiger case. Even if you're lekech kamach min ashuk, in that case b'shasat chak, you are yetzah the mitzvah of matzah with it, and mele you wouldn't be allowed to eat it erev Pesach. So right in the Mishnah said, Le'echol Adam Ad She'techshach. Erev Pesachim, you shouldn't eat until it gets dark. So Taisus asks the Kasha, why does it have to say Ad She'techshach? Why don't you say Le'echol Adam? Avada, once it's dark, so it's already Yontif. It's not Erev Pesach anymore. And also, by Shabbos, Yontif doesn't say Ad She'techshach. So what's the Pshat? So Taisus says, a Gvaldig Pshat, that Numal, by Shabbos and Yontif, you can make an early Shabbos. You can make an early Yontif. You're allowed from Plaga Mincha to Mekabel Shabbos and Mekabel Yontif and eat the Sunda then. So you don't have to wait Ad She'techshach. You just have to wait until you Mekabel Yontif, until you Mekabel Shabbos. And Mimela can't say Ad She'techshach. Mashenkin by Pesach, by the Lel Seder, you need Dafka Laila. And you can't, even if you Mekabel Pesach early, you can't eat the Seder until it's Laila. So then you need Laila. Taisus says, because it says, V'achlo is a basar b'layla azeh. So the Karim Pesach has to be b'layla, because it's V'achlo is a basar b'layla azeh. Dafka layla. And matzah and mar, iskish le Pesach. And the mele, you need layla. There's a din, you need layla. Shabbachanan and Kaivit Shuim is Ma'ir Ha'arab. Shabbachanan is Ma'ir. And this Taisus is Mashma, that Be'etzim, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Pesach, Achilas Mar, even though it's not night yet. If you Mekabel Shabbos early, just you have Xeris Akasav that you need Valchus Abasa B'Layla Hazet. You need Bzundu Xeris Akasav that you need Layla. Otherwise, the fact that it's not Pesach yet, the fact that it's not Yom Tov yet, that doesn't bother you. Just like you can make Kiddush, you can have the Suda Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos, the Fuad Din, the other mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, you can be Mekayim, even when you Mekabel the Yom Tov early. The reason why you need Asher Tachshach is because it says, V'achlus Abasa B'layla Zeh, so Xeris Akasav, it can't be B'yayim, it has to be B'layla. So even if you Mekabel the Kedushas Yom Tov, it already has a Kedushas Yom Tov, it's not Layla. But otherwise, you would be able to be Yaitza. So it sounds like from Tesis that once you Mekabel Yom Tov, it's not only Legabi Issa Malacha that it works, and not only Legabi Kiddush, it's Legabi all the mitzvahs also. So Vekya B'chanan and Ksuvis, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya there that the father is in charge of the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter. The father has a schus in the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter when she's a Nara, because since the Torah allowed her to marry her off and be Maisi L'chuppah, how could he do that? He's being Mavatala from a Malacha. He's being Mavatala from a Malacha. There's a raya that he owns the Malacha. So that schus that the father has to marry him off is a raya he owns the Malacha, because otherwise he'd be able to do it. He's Mavatala from a Malacha. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe the pshat in the Torah that gave him a schus to marry off is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Torah gave him a schus to marry off, because there's no issa to get married on Shabbos midiraisa. So maybe on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Fact taisus, but how could it be on Yom Tov? Even though on Shabbos there's no issa deraisa to get married, but on Yom Tov the Gemara Ma'id Katan says, "Usamachta b'chagecha, v'loy b'ishtecha, ein issa nashim b'ma'id." Even on Chol Hamoed, there's an issa deraisa. It's a steven simchas Yom Tov. To get married. So Mela, what's the Gemara saying? That he could marry you off on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because then anyway you don't have Malacha. So Mela, he'd be able to get married off even though he's being Mavata for Malacha, because that day you don't have Malacha, but that day you can't get married Midiraisa, because I know he's a Nashim Mamayid. And for Taisus, that he's marrying off on Taisus Yom Tov. Taisus Yom Tov, she can't do Malacha anyway, but Taisus Yom Tov, you ought to get married. So Vaisdais, that there's no din Simchas Yantiv and Taisus Yantiv. Vaisdais, Taisus Yantiv is only an Issa Malacha. But Simchas Yantiv you don't have. So Fekta Mechan and Estira, that this Taisus is Mashma, that Kabbalah, that when you Mekabal Shabbos and Yantiv really, it's not only Lagabi Issa Malacha, it's Lagabi all the mitzvahs. It's only a special Xeris Akasav, it says Lachos Abasa, but Laila is there that you need Laila. But otherwise, the Kedushas Yantiv would apply to everything. And the Taisin Ksuvis is Mashma, that for Gabi, they didn't have Simchas Yantiv, they didn't have Einasim Nashim Amayin, which you learn from the Samachta Bechagecha V'loi Be'ishtecha. That doesn't apply by Taisus Yantiv. Taisus Yantiv is Dafka for Malach and not for the other Dinim. And Abachana blives the Tzarechin. The emes is, the Vecheska learns the Machlaikis the two Taisus in. Because the emes is, that there's a Machlaikis of Paiskim Machlal. Lagabi other dinim, lagabi the din of Zayin Nekim by Nidam, and lagabi the din of Avelus. If someone's Mekabel Shabbos early, is that counted lagabi the Zayin Nekim of Nida? Is that counted lagabi Avelus? So Machlaikas a Paiskim about it. So the Vecheskim wants to learn Enechinami, but Zenechleku, the two Taisus in. Our Taisus holds that when you Mekabel Yantif early, it would apply to all the mitzvahs. Only except for Pesach Matzah Mar is different because it says Belaila. And Be'etzim would apply to all the mitzvahs of Yantif. So Mimela, that's why you need the Valchus Abasa B'layla Azeh. Mashiach and Taisus Kuvah holds no. Taisus Kuvah holds it. The only is Lagabi Issa Malacha. Lagabi Kiddush, the Vichesko doesn't read the Tais, but Lagabi Kiddush, the Achrayim say, right, the Kubi Kiddush doesn't have to be at Yantif or Shabbos to be Yetzim Mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rambam says, Alashin, the Mekadah Shabbos, Samach Liknik Saseh. So it could be that's why you could be Yetzim the Mitzvah of the Reis of Kiddush. Even when you Mekabel Shabbos earlier, even if it's not Shabbos, only Lagabi Malacha, because Lagabi Kiddush is still called Samuch Knisase. Al Kabbanim, Lagabi other dinim, it wouldn't apply. And that's what Taisin Ksuvis holds. And that's why Taisin holds that Lagabi the din of Einoisin Nashim Amayin, you'd be allowed to be Nase Nashim on Taisus Yantiv. Even if you Mekabel Yantiv, you still could get married, because there's no din Zunkas Yantiv yet. When this Adivri Yecheskel wants to answer Reb Chaim's Kasha on the Ramah, Rama says a gewaldige Sache. Rama says that on Sukkos also, le'yechal at shetechshach. On the first night of Sukkos also, you can't eat until it gets dark. Even though normal, you should be able to make an early Shabbos, early Yontif. But the first night of Sukkos, you can't. Because just like over here, there's a din by matzah, it has to be dafka b'layla. V'alcho sabasa b'layla azeh, matzah is iskishul Pesach. So who a din, sukkah, that you learn at tezvav tezvav, the chiv to eat in the sukkah, a kezayis in the sukkah, the first night, or some say yes, in mikabeh, al-kabonim, the chiv to eat in the sukkah the first night, that there's a mechiv, and the first night is chayv, you learn after matzah, that chiv also needs laila, because you learn out tezvav tezvav. So mela, you can't eat the suda early, because there'll be a problem with the bracha, even though you'll eat taka a night also, but the pshaz, if you eat early, so the shayla, if you can make a bracha, leishav besukkah, because the din, the chiv to eat in the sukkah is dafka by night. In fact, Reb Chaim on the Ramah, what's the pshat? By matzah, there's only one mitzvah eating matzah. The mitzvah eat b'leil Pesach. Stam eating matzah and Pesach, you don't make a bracha. There's no chiv stam azay to eat matzah. You don't make a bracha. But by sukkah, every time you eat in the sukkah on sukkahs, you make a bracha. Because even though you have no chiv to eat in the sukkah, you could not eat. But when you're eating, then you taka mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. So every time you're eating, you're mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. So memeli, you make a bracha leishim b'sukkah. So effect Reb Chaim, bishleima, to eat matzah earlier, that you can't do. Because you're not going to be yetzin the mitzvah's matzah. So you can't eat the matzah earlier. You have to wait at your tachshak to be yetzin the mitzvah's matzah. But the sukkah, enoch and ami, you're not going to be yetzin the chiv of eating the gzayis b'sukkah early, but you can still make a bracha leishim b'sukkah, like garif and stam sukkahs. The din of tezvav, tezvav, that din, that chiv to eat, that you need to eat a gezayis, that has to be dafka b'layla. That you learn out from matzah. Mashenkin stam, the din to eat in the sukkah, the whole sukkahs, that doesn't have to be b'layla. That's b'yayimu b'layla. So who would then when you makabel sukkahs early, enoch and ami, you can't be yetzir the chiv of eating the sukkah, which is learned out from tezvav, tezvav. But typically, you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, stam matzah, because it's sukkahs. And on that, you can make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah. So what's pshat in the Ramah? You have to wait until the night so you can make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah. Zok the Divrei Yecheskel. The Teretz says, like we said, it's a machlekes to Taisin. Enoch and Ami. Going to this Taisis, that once you mekabel Shabbos betzim, you have all the dinei yamtif, not just the isum malacha. So who would then by sukkahs? You'd have the chiv teed in the sukkah, the regular chiv, all 7 days teed in the sukkah, you'd have to make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah. So Mimela, you'd anyway make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah. But like Taisin Ksuvis, Taisin Shabbos only works for malacha. And like we said, for Kiddush, that's Mufurish in the Gemara Brachas, but it only works for those things. But for other dinim of the Yantif, it doesn't work. You see, it doesn't work for Simchas Yantif. So who would then? It won't work even for the regular din sukkah. Even for the algamated din sukkah wouldn't work. So Mimela, you wouldn't make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah when you make an early Yantif altogether. Mimela, you have to wait at night so that when you eat, you should make the bracha leishiv b'sukkah. That's a Divya Cheskelin. So he learns the Maishas to Machlekes the two Taisusin. But there's a Teretz, a Yishuv to the Stira, that both the Rebbe Soloveitchik and Rebbe Yashiv were both Mechavin to the same Teretz. And the Chayr, it's a Teretz that's Mamish Muchach al Pichejman, even though it sounds like a Charifistic Teretz, but the Chayr, it's Muchach al Pichejman that the Taisim Ksuvis is not a Stira to the Taisim Sachim at all. And the Teretz is, the Gemara early in the Afayin Aleph, Bemison says that the Laila Rishayna is muid from Simcha. There's no din Simcha on the first night. So the Chaya, what's Bechal Pshat in Taizen Ksuvis? Taizen Ksuvis asks Akasha, well, how could the Gemara there say that she could get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov min deraisa, because Ezra Samachta Bechagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. And Taizen says she could get married Taizen Yom Tov. There's an Issa Malacha. But still, there's no issa to get married. L'chari could say, get married the first night. The first night, it says, the first night's a muid from Simcha. So the first night, there's no din Simcha. Why can't you get married the first night of Yom Tov? So the L'chari, the Teretz says, I'll be a mefurshe gemara ma'id katan. The gemara ma'id katan says that the reason why you let her get married erev Yom Tov is because ikas Simcha yayim echot. That's stated in the gemara. You're allowed to get married on Erev Yom Tov because Ikas Simcha's Yom Echad. So by the time Yom Tov comes around, there's no more Simcha. So it's not a problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's not a problem of Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha because the Ikas Simcha's Yom Echad. So Meil Lefize, it's very good why you can't get married at night. Even though the night is a muid from Simcha, there's no din Simcha the first night. But since the Simcha of the Chasna is Yom Echon, so when you get married Erev Yontif, the Simcha ends by night. That's the end of the Yom Echon. So Meila, there's no more Simcha. So Meila, when it comes Yontif, you don't have the Simcha of the Nisun anymore. Mashiach, if you get married the first night of Yontif, and the Ikka Simcha is Yom Echon, so the Simcha lasts the entire day, which includes the next morning. The next morning, there is a din simcha. The next morning, it'll be a din of Eim Arvin simcha b'simcha. So that's why you can't get married the first night. Ay bazai. Taisen Ksuvis can really hold that Taisus Yantif would work for all dina Yantif, like Taisus Msachim holds. But Simchas Yantif, Avada, wouldn't be negated to Taisus Yantif. Because Simchas Yantif, stam you don't have by night. So Avada by Taisus Yantif is not more than the first night. Avada, you wouldn't have Simchas Yantif. But you can't get married on the first night itself because of the Simchas Nesuin is Mamshech till the next day. So the next day it'll be a problem with Ma'ariv and Simcha b'Simcha. Mashiach came when you get married in Taisus Yantif. So Mitzad the Nesuin, that the Taisus Yantif has no effect on. The Taisus Yantif is only Lagabi Yantif, Lagabi all Dina Yantif, Lagabi all the mitzvahs of Yantif, Lagabi all Dina Yantif, not just Malacha, but not Lagabi Nesuin. Lagabi, what day you got married in Erev Yantif, even though it was Taisus Yantif, but you got married in Erev Yantif. A male, the Ikka Simcha is just Yom Echad, meaning it will end on Erev Yantif. So it'll come Yantif, then there won't be Simcha anymore. This Teretz Rebbe Beryl said, and he said that he said it over to the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav was Maskim, and also Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris. Also, it's mamish mechavim to exactly the same teretz. And lecharetz much alpi chashmin, alpi the gemara that says that there is no mitzvah simcha the first night. And alpi the gemara meikadin that says that the reason why you can get married erev yontif is because ikas simcha yayim echad. So mameil will come out the first night is us to get married because the simcha will go till the next day. But taisis yontif, the simcha will stay that day. And mameil, that's why you're allowed to get married. Not because taisis yontif doesn't work for the other dina yontif. That's the teretz. The Mishnah goes on, Afilu Ani Shib Yisrael Le'echel Ach Yesev. That's the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. It means even a poor person shouldn't eat without a Seba. And Taisus has got another Pshat that maybe means Arve Psachos Namich Le'echel Amad Nashatakshach Afilu Ani Shib Yisrael. Even an Ani is now the Achatakshach. You would think a poor person, he's starving, maybe they would give him an allowance that he could eat. Kamashma, even a poor person can eat Achatakshach. And then there's a new din of Le'echel Ach Yesev. That's one pshat in Taisus. But the Pashi pshat is, and this is a pshat of the Rishbam, and the other pshat of Taisus, Afilu Ani should be Yisrael Le'echel Ach Yesev. That the mitzvah is Seba, even if he's an Ani. Even if he's an Ani, there's still the mitzvah is Seba. Now, Belozim Aisharowitz points out that the Medrash is Mavur L'chayra, like that pshat, because the Medrash says, V'yasev Elikim Esa'am, Mikanam Rambi Seinu, Afilu Ani should be Yisrael Le'echel Ach Yesev, Shkein Aslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Seba is a Zechet of Yasev Elikim Esa'am, Mis Lashin of a Seba, and you learn that from there, Afilu Ani should be Yisrael Le'echel Ach Yesev. Sounds like that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Al-Kobanim, what's the Chiddush of Ani? So Taisus says, because the Ani doesn't have what to be Mesev on. Because you would think a Seba's Ani is not considered a Seba, the Ein Le'amal Le'esev, Ein Zederech Eris. Kamash Malan, that even if he doesn't have Karm Muxas, he doesn't have cushions to be Mesev on, he's just being Mesev straight on the bench. It's also called a Seba. And that's Taka the Psaka the Ramah, that it says in the Mechaber, V'yachem Mokem Meshav V'sheshe V'seba Derech Eris, you have to appear the place to sit that should be Derech Eris. Afilu Ani Shein Lekarim, Yesev Alasavsel. The Ramah says that even Ani does a Seba, not on the Karim Ksas, doesn't have, but there's still a Chiyav a Seba on the Savsel. You would think that the Seba needs Dafka Karim Ksas, otherwise not called a Seba, it's not Derech Eris. Kamashma, no, Ani also could be Yates a Seba without the Karim Uksasis. The Ritva says a different pshat. The Ritva says, brings from Taisus, that even an Ani who's not the Derech to be Mesiv, but a Lel Pesach he has to be Mesiv. You would think only a person's the Derech of this person to be Mesiv, so a Lel Pesach he has to be Mesiv like the Derech he does. Shengen an Ani b'Derech Klal he's not Mesiv, so you would think he doesn't have to be Mesiv. The Netziv Shtelsu, the Gemara says, in Leiden Kofches, that the Isha doesn't have to be Mesiv. The Isha Chashuva, she has to be Mesiv. The Isha doesn't have to be Mesiv. And the Rishbam says, because it's not the Derech for an Isha to be Mesiv. An Isha Chashuva has to be Mesiv. That's the Derech. Vaisis is telling the Derech. So you would think an Ani, who's not the Derech for him to be Mesiv, doesn't have to be Mesiv. Kamash Mulan, then he does. So I just wanted to say, Kneich, what's Takav Shant? Well, Isha says she doesn't have to be Mesiv because it's not the Derech. So what's the Pshat that only has to be Mesiv? So the Chayyid of Pshat is that Hagufa, Alel Pesach, because of Chayyid, you're not Oni anymore. Hain, you're not Oni. And Isha blamed the Nisha Alel Pesach. But Oni doesn't blame an Oni. He asked the Prophet like an Asher. That's Gufa the din of a Seib of Derech Chayyid. That he asked the Prophet Shiris of a Mela, he has to be a Kili, he's an Asher. And Asher is Derech Alasiv. If he'd be an Asher, he would be Mesiv. So now he's an Asher tonight, so Mela has to be Mesiv. One of that's the chiddush of Afilu Ani should be Yisrael. Right in the Mishnah is Leifchus Elayim Arba Kaisis. They can't give him less than four kaisis. Shal Yain of wine Afilu Min Atamchui. And the Shbam explains the Gabet Staka can't give him less than four kaisis of wine. Afilu Min Atamchui means even if he's the Ani Shabaniim, he's so poor that he doesn't have Mazon Shtei Sudas, because anyone who has Mazon Shtei Sudas can't take from the Tamchui. He's so poor, he still has to get the Dal Kaisis. How will he get it? Bishayel al Psachim, Bimaych Ksusa, Yaskers Atzmai. Shram didn't mention Shayel al Psachim. Other Rishayim, Dubayimkas, Mabushe, Bashes, to sell his clothing, Ayalva, Yaskers Atzmai, Shalyayan Larva Kaisis. He has to get it. Does state in the Mishnah. Taisis says that the Lashna of Yifchasu Loime Arba Kaisis, he shouldn't give him less than four Kaisis. Sounds like they only give the Balabais the four cases. You don't have to give the Bun of Nebesa the four cases. You only give the Balabais the four cases. And he says, Allah Shiva, who might see his Kulam Bishalai? And he might see everyone with his cases. And Taisa says, Usmaru, the Maishnav Arba cases, Mikidish the Chalashana Shechad might see his Kulam. Bam says, Usmaru, not only a deek in the Mishnah. What's the Chilik Kiddish from Dalek cases? My Kiddish. Only one person has a kais. He's mighty everyone. So who didn't dal a kaisis? Only one person has a kais. He's mighty everyone. That does him a falpo back and forth. Maybe kiddush gufa. Everyone needs kaisis. In the end, Taisa says, "V'nir lahachmer lahashach arba kaisis lechalecha." And Taisa says, "V'nir lahachmer that you take a need. Everybody needs a dal a kaisis." And that's talking what we do. So the Brisky Rav brings a kasha from Reb Chaim. That says, Taisa Tamua, what's a Shaykhis Arba Kaisis the Kiddush of Kol Hashanah? Kiddush of Kol Hashanah is a Chiv Bracha. It's a Chiv, you have to make a Bracha of Kiddush, you have to make a Bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, Zachasim HaShabbos L'Kadshah. Now there's a din. The Bracha has to be Al HaYayin. The Bracha has to be Al HaKais. So good, I've added by Bracha the din of Shemei HaKaina. One person makes the Bracha, everyone listens to the Bracha, says Amen, I've added all Yates to the Bracha. The din of Shemei HaKaina. And Savada, not everyone needs a kais. The one who makes the bracha, he has the kais. The bracha is a bracha ala kais, and everyone's yaitza with his bracha. Mashenkin by dalat kais, in the midst of the drink, four kaises. What shakti might see? You can't eat matzah for someone, you can't eat marv for someone. How could you drink a wine from someone? It's a pella. The morale and gurus Hashem, what's that, Sakash? It's like a vati davazah. How could be mitzvah dal kais? What's in that a matzah and marv? Right? Because then ending on it, the mitzvah is a shtiyah to drink the kais. He admits to drink four kaises. How could everyone be to one person drinking the kais? So even Reb Chaim says, "Vais leis and taisis that taisis holds there is no mitzvah to drink four kaises. The mitzvah is not to drink the kaises. The mitzvah is the bracha shal kais. There's a mitzvah to make kiddush shal kais. There's a mitzvah to make kagada the bracha of gali shal kais. The mitzvah to ben shal kais, and the mitzvah to say halal kais. There's a mitzvah to say." The four brachas all have to be alakais. Mela, kiddush and alakais is exactly the same thing. That's shantais ma'ishnam kiddush the chol hashana kula. So the Brisky Rav is ma'irich about this inyan, but he says that he brings a raya from Rishonim, brings a raya from Ram. The Ram says that everyone has to drink four kaises. Lashon Ram is cholech ve'chay of lishus b'layla zahar b'kaisa shal yayin. It says everybody is mechayiv to drink four kais of wine. I've had the he can't be yates with the other one. He holds the chayiv shtia. Once it be tail in this din, you have to drink grave kais. Or is it good enough to drink grave revius? But kiddush is a din, you don't have to drink grave kais. You have to drink malay lugma. Grave revius is good enough. By Dala Kaisa Shaila, Taisus Lashitase says, holds, you don't have to drink grave kais. Mali Lugmav is good enough. If you have a kais that's maxed like a lot of revius, you don't have to drink grave of it. Because again, there's no mitzvah shtiyas akayis. There's a mitzvah bracha lakayis. There's a dinim. I'm a varach sarach shiyatayim. In order to be eitz kiddush, you have to drink, but you only have to drink a rave vivius. Now, shank and other rishayim hold, dal kais is different than kiddush. Dal kais, you have to drink rave kais, because the mitzvah shtiyas akayis. Unless you drink rave of the kais that you have, that's not drinking a kais. So, male, if he knows rishayim, there's a mitzvah of shtiyah. That's what he says, and then he brings in the Ram that there's two dinim, stai mitzvah shtiyah, stai mitzvah bracha lakais. The Rav is Mayach, we'll get to it on Be'ez Hashem, on Daf Kuf Chesim and Be'ez. That's what the Ikka Shtikol of the Rav is. Look upon him in Taisus, he wants to say there is no mitzvah shtiyah, all there is a mitzvah bracha lakais. That was his very shver. The Chayish Teitah didn't arva kaisis, the din doesn't say that. What does that have to do with arva kaisis? If they're just misakin that they're four brachas alakais, I mean, Kiddush and Berch Samazin's anyway there. They're just misakin that the Agada and the Hal also have to be alakais. What's the word of arva kaisis? It's a bissel shver to hear. And Sanak Shver always had a kasha on this pshat. The Gemara says that the dalak kaisis need a seba. And Taisus says that if you drink the kais without a seba, Taisus and the Rosh hold, if you drink the kais without a seba, you're not yet, so you have to drink the kais over again. If you say it is a mitzvah of shtiyas ha-kais, then it's very good. It's from the Tanoia, a mitzvah of shtiyas ha-kais, it has to be by a seba. If you don't drink it by a seba, so you're not yet, so the mitzvah of shtiyas ha-kais. And mainly you have to drink the kais over again. Now, Shengen, the whole thing is the bracha shal ha-kais, and the din shti is only mevarak sarach shiyitim. So even if there's a mitzvah seba, but first of all, l'chaya, the bracha was still ala kais, you still had a timas akais. And if you're going to say, for whatever reason, it's not called the bracha ala kais, which is bemis and apella, why not? But ayibazai, what does it help to go and drink the kais over again by seba? Why do you don't have the bracha ala kais? L'chayah, from the fact that you need a seba and it's ma'akiv, and if you're not mesiv, you have to drink the kais over again, l'chayah is l'chayah often a raya that there is a din of shtiyas ha-kais. Abisal Shva had to understand the taisis l'fizeh. So the Netziv says a different pshat in taisis. Anishun Reb Chaim. The Netziv says, vayis taisim taisis, that by Shabbos also there's a mitzvah shtiyas ha-kais. And he brings from the Ga'inim, which is born in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. The Ga'inim say, Gevaldig Gezach, let's say someone makes Kiddush Ala Kais, and before he has a chance to drink the Kais spills, and it's totally gone. Zag the Ga'inim, he has to go get some more wine, pour another Kais, and say a Bracha Bayer Pirgaf, and not Kiddush, and drink the Kais. Weiss Tais from the Ga'inim, that the din that you have to drink the kais of Kiddush is not pshat that it's a din, that all there is a din is to say a bracha ala kais, and grada kedei de bracha shebe ala kais, you have to drink from the kais. But there's a special din, even if that kais that you made the bracha on is gone, and you're drinking from another kais, and you're making another bracha, you're making another bari priya gafen, because you're not yetzer with that bari priya gafen, never mind this wine. But vice dice, there's a din, shtia, it has to be a shtia sa kais before the suda. And the emphasis is, the whole din of Kedusha Rab is the other way. In the morning, we make Kiddush, all you make is a Bayer Priya Gafen. So all you do is make a Bayer Priya Gafen and drink the Kais. What's the pshat in the Kedusha Rab, in the Kiddush that we make in the morning? What's the pshat in that? All you do is make a Bayer Priya Gafen and drink the Kais. So what exactly is a din? It's time to make a Bracha Bayer Priya Gafen. The Chayyid of Art is that you have to have a Kais. The Rishbam and Kuvav, where the Gemara says is din of Kedusha Rab, that you make a Bayer Priya Gafen in the morning, the Rishbam brings the Sheiltis that says, a bruchi amishti mishun kveit Shabbos. You make a bruchi, you drink because of kveit Shabbos. A chalik be midas Shabbos and midas chol. Shu inyan shir. Shanayim shir el yayin. There's an inyan of shir. Making a bruchi and drinking the wine is an inyan of shir. Shanayim shir el yayin. But you have to be mazbe abyssal. Because even the Tziv says that by Shabbos and Yantav is also inyan of shtiyas a kais. By manavshach. If Chazal masakin that everyone should drink a kais, so then everyone should have to drink a kais. It's not shaykh that one person should drink a kais and mitzi someone with the shtiyah. Just like can't be mitzi. If you eat something, can't be mitzi someone. You ate it. What does that have to do with them? And if it's not a mitzvah of shtiyah, so what state there? Why is there a mitzvah? What exactly are you doing? What's the pshat lamash and kedusha rabba where you make a bracha bari priya gafen and drink a kais and you mitzi everybody in your bari priya gafen and they don't have to drink. Only one person has to drink. And the same thing that the Gainim say that, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if the kais gets spilled, you have to make another bari priyagafen, another kais, and drink the kais. But only one person has to do it. Savashteta. So I think the pshat is that it's not a mitzvah shtia, like a mitzvah chilas matzah, a mitzvah chilas mar. There's a mitzvah shtia style of kaisis. That could be the Ramamos. Kalecha vecha chayav lishtay style of kaisis. But it's a mitzvah to have the kais. It's a mitzvah to have the kais. It should be a kais. And today that you should have the kais, that you need a shtia. But the pshat is, everyone's mitzvah to this kais. Having a kais is the inyan of shira, and I'm shira layayin. Drinking a cup of wine is the inyan of shvach v'idah to the Eibishter. Making a brach on the wine, the brach of bari priyagofen, and the shtia sayayin, that's the inyan of shvach. But it's not a mitzvah shtia that everyone has to drink. It's a mitzvah that should be a kais. It should start with a kais. So Taisus holds, that's taka the mitzvah of kiddush b'chol hashana kula. There's a mitzvah that should be a kais. Not only a din that there should be a bracha, and got it to make the bracha chashiv, the bracha has to be ala kais. Like we said, for Nitziv, Taisus holds like the ga'inim, that even after the bracha was ala kais, and the kais is not nishbach, you have to get another kais, make another bracha on the kais. There has to be a kais that's drunk. There has to be a shtiyas ha-kais in the beginning of the Suda. And that gives up a shvach to the Eivishta, that you're having a shtiyas ha-kais, and I'm shir le-yayin. The Rishbam says there in Daf Kavav. So there, as long as everybody is yaitzah with the bracha sh'ala kais, and everyone says amen to the bracha that's ala kais, so everyone shteltsu to this kais, it's considered their kais also. That's what Taiz is muching with. There's a pshat, everyone has to have their own kais. What the pshat is that even if there's only one kais, but everyone shtelzuk tzu to that kais. Everyone also is considered that they have that kais. So they that they hear the brach on the kais, so they have that kais. But that kais, there has to be a shtiyas kais. And Mamela, it's very good what we ask, that the seba is ma'akev in the shtiyas kais, because if nobody drank the kais, so then avadi you're missing in the kais. The brach is not enough. You need the kais. The kais is not just a tanai in the bracha. The kais batsim, you need there should be a kais, and from the dalek kaisis, you need that the kais should be a kais merseba. But Taiz is saying that since there's no mitzvah that everyone should drink four kaisis, the mitzvah is just everyone should have four kaisis. There should be a kais. They should, they should have the four kaisis. So what does it mean having the kais, even if you don't have your own kais? But if the Bala Seda has a kais and he makes the bracha and yates it with his bracha, so that's cool. You're also having the kais and you also yates it with his shtiyas kais. That's what I think the pshat is.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.